voters arrived early to cast their ballots. Technical and logistical problems were reported at some polling stations.
Voters will come out well, as expected, and everyone will vote in peace.
But overall, voting went smoothly. Members of the Maasai community wore their traditional clothing as they waited patiently in line.
I'm expecting that there is going to be peace. The people of Kenya are going to elect leaders of their choice, the leaders that they know they are going to even change the economy of this country.
Deputy President William Ruto voted in his home county in the Rift Valley. He's one of the front runners for the presidency.
I feel very good that after so many months of campaigning and speaking to the people of Kenya and selling our agenda and our manifesto and having discussions across the country, this morning it's D-Day.
His rival, opposition leader Raila Odinga, voted at a polling station in Nairobi, accompanied by scores of supporters. Outgoing President Uhuru Kenyatta voted in central Kenya. After falling out with his deputy, Kenyatta has backed Odinga to succeed him.
Do you believe this election will be free and fair?
It is every Kenyan's hope that that is the way it shall be.
Do you hope so?
Absolutely.
Some analysts say Kenyans want politicians to focus on issues like the economy.
Most of the people we have spoken to share the same concerns. The cost of living is very high. People have no jobs. They're worried about corruption. They hope their new leadership will make things better.
Kenya has a history of election violence. This year, voters say they hope the outcome of the polls reflects the true will of the people. Catherine Soy, Al Jazeera, Nairobi.